So let's review. In the previous daf, our Mishnah taught, Gedayla uketana. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, respectively. Rachel was a ketana who was married off by her mother or brother, her marriage to Reuven only midrabanan, while Leah was a gedayla and her marriage to Shimon midiraisa. Meis ba'ala shel gedayla, if Shimon passed away childless, Ramliel Eimer, im miyana miyana, vim lav tamtin an shetagdil. If Rachel does not do min on her own, we wait until she becomes a gedayla, when her marriage to Reuven becomes midiraisa, and then v'teitzi halazuma shemachis isha. Leah is completely parted from Yibim v'chalitza because she is an erva deraisa to Reuven. Rav explained that the marriage of Reuven and Rachel only becomes valid midiraisa. Ibal in iloy baal loy. If Reuven and Rachel cohabited after she became a gedayla, a new kedushin takes effect midiraisa, and Leah is then completely parted from Yibim v'chalitza as an erva deraisa to Reuven. The Gemara proceeds to challenge this from another teaching of Rav. Ketana shloim miyano. Reuven married Rachel while she was a yisay miketana, and Rachel did not do miyan. And when Rachel became a gedayla, she went ahead and was mekabel kedushin from Shimon. Rav says, "Eina tzricha get misheni." She does not need a get from Shimon. Shimon's kedushin does not take effect at all because she's already married to Reuven. Shmuel says, "Tzricha get misheni." She does need a get from Shimon. Shimon's kedushin did take effect because Reuven's marriage remains midrabanan. The Gemara explains. My love, loy baal, it seems that this is a case of where Reuven did not cohabit with Rachel after she became a gedayla, and still Rav considers Reuven's marriage midiraisa as he rules ein tzricha get misheni. The Gemara answers, it's actually a case where Reuven baal, and the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is that Rav holds since Reuven baal, his marriage became midiraisa, and Shimon's kedushin does not take effect. Shmuel holds, Kol ha-boil, al-das kedushin harishayin hu-boil. Reuven baal was not an act of new kedushin, but rather as part of their ongoing marriage with Rabbanan, and Reuven did not have in mind to create a new kedushin. Therefore, Shimon's kedushin does take effect. The Gemara proceeds to ask another question on Rav. Hahi uvde dehave banarsh. This girl from Narish got married as a yisay miketana, and when she became a gedayla, they brought her on a ceremonial bridal chair to marry her present husband. Another man came along and was mekadosh her. The Talmidei Rav there did not require her to get a get from the second man, even though the first husband apparently was lebal mishe gedila. The Gemara gives two answers. He was bal mishe gedila, because the custom in Narish was that they would first get married and then perform the ceremony. Since the second man acted improperly, the Chacham avoided his marriage. The Gemara explains how the Chacham are able to do this. If the second husband was Mekadesh with Kesef, the Chacham utilized their power of Hefker Bezen Hefker. They take ownership of the Kesef he gave her and declare it as a gift. If the second husband was Mekadesh with Bia, the Chacham used their power of Shavinu Rabbanon LeBilas Bilas Nus, based on called the Mekadesh, Adaita Rabban Mekadesh, as we say, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. The Gemara concludes regarding the Shaila in the Mishnah of Gedaylo Ketana, Halacha Krebli Yazer, Melamden Esa Ketana Shetemoin Boy. We teach Rachel to do Mian and reject her marriage to Reuven so that Reuven may do Yibam with Leah. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah, Misha Hayin Nasoy Lishte Yisoy Mis Ketanis Vemes. Reuven was married to Rachel Valea, who are Yisoy Misketanis, a marriage only midrabanan, and he died without children. The Yibim V'chalitza of one wife releases the other wife because they're both equally midrabanan. The halacha is the same if Rachel Valea were deaf-mute, also a marriage only midrabanan. The Mishnah continues, Ketana V'chareshes, if Reuven was married to Rachel who was Yisoy Miketana, and to Leah, who was a chareshes, ein bias achas men poiteres tsarasa. The yibim of one does not release the other. The Gemara will explain. Pikachas v'chareshes, if Reuven was married to Rachel, who was a healthy adult, a marriage midiraisa, and to Leah, who was a chareshes, a marriage midrabanan, bias ha-pikachas poiteres achareshes. The yibim v'chalitza of Rachel releases Leah from her zikaban. Ve'en bias achareshes poiteres ha-pikachas. However, the yibim v'chalitza of Leah does not release Rachel from her Zika bond because a chalitza midrabbanan cannot release a zika midaraisa. So too, gedayla v'katana. If Reuven was married to Rachel, who was a gedayla, and to Leah, who was a yisay v'katana, bias hagedayla pateres hagedayla, v'im bias hagedayla pateres hagedayla. The Gemara analyzes the first halacha of the Mishnah, that two charashas are like two yisay misketanas, in that biyasa oichalitzasa shalachas men pateres tzarasa, the yim v'chalitza of one releases the other. The Gemara asks, V'chareshes bas chalitza hi? V'atznan, chareshes l'chalitza chalitza besula. A deaf-mute Yavama cannot do chalitza because she is unable to recite the besukim the Yavama must say when chalitza is done. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav says, regarding chareshes, the Mishnah specifically refers to bia only, that the yibam of one releases the other. Rabba says, kam bepekachas v'achakach nischarsha. The chalitza of a chareshes is not effective only if when she got married she was a pekachas, a kedusha midiraisa, which can only be undone by a proper chalitza of a pekachas. Kan b'chareshes mikar. In our Mishnah, the chalitza of a chareshes is effective because when she got married, she was also a chareshes in kihecha da'al hochi nafak. Just like she got married midrabanan, she can get divorced to do chalitza midrabanan. The Gemara proceeds to challenge Rabba from four cases in the Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak on the Kufyud Bezim Abbas. The first three challenges are answered, but the final question refutes the opinion of Rabba. The Gemara continues with the next case of our Mishnah. Ketana v'chareshes. If Reuven was married to Rachel, who was a yisay miketana, and to Leah, who was a chareshes, ein bias achas mehen peteres tzarasa. The yibam of one does not release the other. The Gemara explains, lo yadinon I peketana nichalei de'asi l'chaldeya, Ibacharesh's nichalei de gedayla uvas biyahi. Rashi in the Mishnah explains, lo yadinan b'hai nichalei v'hai chashiva ishtei tvei. The one he prefers is considered to have a stronger ishus, since both of them are only midrabanan, and the yibam chalitza of the weaker one does not release the zika of the stronger one. If so, ketzat takanosan, what needs to be done in such a case to release these two women? He's not allowed to do yibam with both yivamis because of bayis echur ubayna ve'im bayna beizbatim. He is unable to do chalitza with both of them because chalitza cannot be done with the chareshes. He's unable to do yibam with the chareshes and then do chalitza with the katana because once the chalitza is done with the katana, the chareshes becomes asa to him because of kivin shleibana shubla yivna. Therefore, Amar Rav Chisda Marav, koines ha-chareshes u'maitziya begat. He does yibam with the chareshes and then gives her a get. Uketana tamtid not shetag de la shetachlitz. And when the ketana becomes a gedayla and eligible for chalitza, he does chalitza with her. This is explained in greater detail in the next daf.